You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tim Riddle, the CEO of Discover Blind Spots that helps leaders uncover blind spots in their organizations. Mr. Riddle, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
And I am as well, and thanks for your time. Now, what are blind spots for starters, and how would you define them?
You know, it's interesting because I've been asked that question a lot, and recently in writing a book, we were asked to define that, and I realized we were all around it, but we really hadn't defined it. And so the definition in our minds, in my mind, is anything that really keeps you from being all that God has wired you up to be. And let me unpack that a little bit. You know, we were all born with certain gifts and talents to utilize, but sometimes things get in the way. And a lot of times when that happens, when we're trying to use those gifts and talents, we become frustrated, because we sort of can't figure out the problem. We can't figure out why we can't move forward in certain areas. And a lot of times those are a result of a blind spot that we have. And they're not obvious to us because they're a blind spot. We can't see them. So basically anything that kind of keeps us from being the best part of me, or the best part of us that we can be, sort of reaching our fullest potential.
And a great explanation, and really like this topic today. So tell us, what created so much interest in this topic that you decided to start a company focusing on blind spots?
Yeah, great question. About 2 years ago, I began to consider the possibility of writing. And so decided to write a book, co-author a book, with a friend of mine, Phil Anderson. And so we put our heads together, and the idea came from an experience I had in the marketplace, where I had some employees that were really great employees, very, very talented, but for whatever reason, they didn't ultimately excel because of blind spots that they had. At the time, I didn't label it as a blind spot. I just knew there were obstacles, and I really thought that I could train, love, care, pay, affirm, do all of these things in order to help people through this particular area of their leadership, and I failed in all of them. And I began to wonder, wow, maybe I'm just not good at that. And finally, through some reading and research, I realized that the idea of blind spots is really, until someone acknowledges and said, hey, I may have some pieces inside of me that I can't see and I can't work through, and I really want to see some improvement, you're really not going to see a lot of improvement in those particular areas. So in writing that book, which is really meant to be an individual kind of a growth type book, leadership growth, faith-based book, I began to realize that there are blind spots in organizations, in businesses and corporations, ones that I've worked in, ones that I've been a part of. And so I started to think, this is really bigger than just a book. This actually speaks to the majority of corporations and organizations throughout the country, and that's what led me to basically want to start this business called Discover Blind Spots, so that I can help leaders uncover those blind spots within their organizations.
Well, I'd say you certainly have the experience, and all this came to fruition at the right time, so timing was perfect. It certainly looks like that. Anyway, what is the most common blind spot that you will find in a company?
Yeah, it usually has to do with messaging or marketing, and because that directly relates to the growth of a company. And really what happens is, when a company starts, their message, their marketing, their message, their message to their customer is very simple. They have a product, it's clear, they communicate well, The customer gets it. If they have success, that's using an example of a successful product, but also a successful message of what that product does. As a company grows, things become complicated and become confusing. And instead of continuing to clarify that message, they just continue to add layers of messaging and layers of communication on top of layers. And inside the company, we understand it because we live with it 24/7. But outside the company, our customers start to get confused. And so there's a need to come back and say, hey, we want to clarify that message so that we're not talking so much about us. We're actually talking about the customer and what our product that we sell, the problem that it solves for our customers. So, kind of to recap, it's really allowing our vision, our messaging, who we are, what our marketing is doing. We allow that to leak and start to become confusing and in essence, not as effective as it was when we launched the business to begin with.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Tim Riddle, the CEO of Discover Blind Spots, that helps leaders uncover blind spots in their organizations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at blind spots, how do you actually remove a blind spot?
Well, the first thing is to, and this seems obvious, but it's interesting how most companies forget this, is to put the spotlight back on the customer. In other words, make sure that the customer is the hero of the story that you're telling, the story you're inviting your customer into, that they're the hero, not the company is the hero. Companies a lot of times forget when they start to achieve some success, they love to tell their story. They love to tell how long they've been in business, what great things they do, the nice fancy office building they have and so forth. And in today's world, our customers really don't care about that. All a customer cares about is they have a problem and they are looking for somebody to solve that problem. So the customer really needs to be the hero of that story and making sure you put them front and center and make sure that your marketing and messaging to clear up that blind spot, that your marketing and messaging focuses on the customer, but even dives deeper to focus on the problem that the customer has. And you as a company basically become a guide. You instead of a hero, hey, I can be the hero that solves your problem. No, I'm a guide that comes alongside you and offers some solutions to guide you from where you were, solving the problem and the hurdles that you have as a customer, and leading you to ultimately achieve your success if you indeed do business with our company. And clarifying that with words that matter and make sense to a customer, as opposed to fancy websites that look great and that are built by designers that look great, but a customer looks at it and says, I have no idea what this company does. Making sure that roadmap of solving the customer's problem is crystal clear.
And taking that even further, what's the most common blind spot that you find in leaders with all the people that you do meet and work with?
Yeah, if I had to throw it all in one bucket, I would probably say busyness, which is usually what leads to the blind spot of this lack of clarity showing up. Because in most companies, as I said earlier, when you start out, things are simple. Then when you get busy, you start to allow things to leak. Our strategy starts to get complicated. Our messaging gets complicated, and then our teams become disjointed because they're saying we're working for a company that we don't understand the strategy and we don't understand the messaging. And a lot of that happens because a leader is overwhelmed. They might be understaffed. And the biggest piece is a leader gets stuck doing the 10-foot level stuff and not actually moving the ball forward. For example, all leaders in our day, 80% of our time is spent on doing the what I call the 10-foot level stuff, the stuff that you have to get done that particular day. And you can't change that. I mean, you know, that's just the way it works as a leader. There are things that you have to do. There are pieces of paper on your desk that you have to address. There are people that you have to talk to help them move the ball forward and so forth. So there's that 10-foot level stuff. But then 20% of our day should really be focused on what I call, which I've coined from others, but the big three. In other words, what are three things that you can do today that will really move the ball forward? And what are those? And so that 20%, great leaders who are able to eliminate their blind spots, great leaders figure out how to leverage that 20% of their time and not allow the 80% of the 10-foot level stuff to become 100%. Because we've all gotten to the end of a week and said, hey, I've accomplished a lot of things. I checked a lot of things off my to-do list, but I really didn't move the ball forward in my company. And I think that's one of the biggest blind spots that leaders have, companies have, is not being able to leverage that 20% of their time to really make a difference in their organization.
Well, Mr. Riddle, it certainly has been awesome to have had you with us today. Can't thank you enough for all the information shared here today on the program. In conclusion, tell us, how could a company determine if they have a blind spot of confusion within their organization? Let's conclude there.
Yeah, very simple. Walk around as a leader in an organization or company. Walk around and either ask, you know, verbally ask for a verbal response, or ask your employees to write down exactly what they think your company does. And most likely you will be surprised at the variance of responses that you receive. And the variety of responses that you receive, that's almost like plotting it on a graph with dots all over the place. If you can't draw a small circle around those dots, you probably have a blind spot either in your messaging or in your strategy or in the alignment of your teams. That's a very simple approach strategy to determine if, there may be some things here that are not clear within my organization.
Again, Mr. Riddle, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can connect with you and get further information on your company, discover blind spots. Where's the best place online to get those details?
Well, you can go to our website. All our information is there, and it's simply discoverblindspots.com. And all the information's there, and welcome the opportunity to help somebody, anybody, leaders, organizations that would love to have someone from the outside take a look and help them maybe uncover some of those blind spots that they can't see internally.
And it certainly sounds like an awesome operation. Again, Mr. Riddle, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Certainly enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Riddle, the CEO of Discover Blind Spots, that helps leaders uncover blind spots in their organizations. And again, for further details, visit discoverblindspots.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.